Bloomberg Intelligence, valuable industry data and analysis from independent experts, giving trading and investment professionals insight into where crucial industries stand today and where they may be heading next.
Day two of the Federal Reserve's policy meeting, a decision expected at 2 p.m. Wall Street time this afternoon. Joining us now is Josh Wright, an economist for Bloomberg Intelligence. Josh, let's start by telling people why they do two-day meetings. What's the difference between the 2 days?
Well, the 2 days, it's really so that they realize that they had so much to talk about following the financial crisis, because the Fed has a much larger policy toolkit. And so they realized that they needed to be able to talk about not just where rates were going and what they would do with setting their policy rates, but also how they managed their balance sheet. Would they be conducting asset purchases? That's when they were rolling out their quantitative easing program. And then on the back end of that, they need additional time to think about what would they do to unwind that. There's a lot of talk of when the Fed raises rates, that may be difficult considering that they do have a larger balance sheet, which means there's a larger money supply. They need extra tools to take care of that.
Well, today's the decision day. Walk us through what happens in the meeting room.
Well, in the meeting room itself, there's going to be an exchange of views of what they think is going on in the economy, what they've seen so far, what they're hearing in their respective districts. Because remember, you've got representatives of the 12 different Federal Reserve bank districts gathered around the table, as well as the Board of Governors located in D.C. So they'll exchange those views, and then they'll talk about forward-looking questions, where they see the economy going. And then finally, they will talk about what are our options, what kinds of statement, what are the different flavors of statement we could put out today.
And I would imagine that much of that statement is pre-written. They already know what they're going to say about interest rates.
A good idea of what their options are. These are complicated issues, and you've got a lot of different people with strong views sitting around the table. So you've got to constrain that conversation and structure it by saying, here is one option that you can take if you want to be aggressive. Here's what you can do if you want to be conservative. So there's an immense amount of preparation that goes into the meeting beforehand.
Commentators like to say that traders will scrutinize the statement for hints about monetary policy. Do you think we'll see any hints in there that would really change anybody's view about when they're going to change rates?
Well, I think the statement for today is all about hints. There's unlikely to be any major change in the policy language itself, giving a direct indication of what's going to happen. Instead, what people should be looking for is what the Fed does to its assessment of current economic conditions. And remember, we're in a regime of data dependence. So in that kind of a situation, when the Fed changes its assessment of the economic conditions, that is implicitly telling you when it expects to undertake certain policy actions. So in this case, what most people are expecting is that the Fed is going to downgrade a couple of its assessments in different areas of the economy, and that's going to support views that the first Fed rate hike is actually being pushed further back.
Well, they're a bit constrained today in the sense that we get the GDP report at 8:30 Wall Street time this morning. It's going to suggest the economy is pretty lousy. So if they want to say things are okay, they're going to have to tell us why, don't they?
You know, they don't go into a lot of depth, and there's no press conference, remember, at this meeting. So there's not going to be a lot of explanation of what they're to justify their views. What you'll see is simply an assessment saying growth has been moderate or growth has slowed somewhat. And one of the things to look for here is whether or not they're talking about the levels or whether they're talking about a change in the rate of growth. So they may say it has moderated as opposed to it is currently moderate. And that's where you get some of the sense of do they feel confident about providing an assessment about where we are, where we stand now? Or are they just kind of taking a pass and saying, well, things have shifted a little bit, but they don't actually give you an assessment of the level?
Well, do we read too much into the difference between moderated and moderate?
I think that there's actually a lot of attention that goes into picking some of these words. There are times when the Fed is looking to send a message, and there are times when the Fed is scrupulously trying to avoid sending any kind of message. And that's part of the art of reading these statements, is understanding where are they trying to tell you that they have formed a view. And you know, once they formed a view, that also implies they're going to take a certain action. And where are they basically saying, we're not sure yet, we're being mindful, we're taking notice of some developments. And then in other areas, they're saying, we're not even taking notice. We don't think that this matters at all. And that's the kind of thing that you should be looking for in the statement today.
I've only got 20 seconds left. Any change in the inflation language expected?
That could strengthen a little bit because we've actually seen some firming in core inflation, which is certainly going to be a welcome sign for the committee. But as they said before, that's not good enough if they don't see further improvement in the labor market. And so one of the things to look for is whether or not that they dismiss the March jobs report as being transitory.
Josh Wright from Bloomberg Intelligence. Bloomberg Intelligence provides unique real-time research and context on industries and all the market and government facts that impact business. Our terminal customers can access this function at BI Go. Ahead of the Fed and GDP, the 10-year note yield now yielding 2%, 5-year at 1.41%, and the 2-year goes for 0.56%. This is Bloomberg, the first word on Bloomberg Radio.